Welcome to the Emmaus Bible Hour. We want to talk to you about some of the issues involved in TV evangelism and in Christian work today. TV evangelism has made the news over and over again in recent weeks. This week, one of the leading news magazines features the problems. In fact, it's the cover story. It's news, but not good news. This morning, for a few minutes, we'd like to look at some of the underlying issues. I have an article here titled, "Who Paid the New Testament Preacher?" This was just recently published. We might change that to, "Who paid the New Testament TV preacher?" Well, you know the answer to that. They didn't have TV then. But they did have some of the same problems. And just before we look at the article and at the Bible, let's listen to the song, a song of Don Wurtzen's. It's titled, "Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow." And by the way, we learned this song in our Sunday school at the Gospel Chapel recently. We liked it. We hope you will too. "Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow."
Yesterday, He died for me. Yesterday, He died for me. Yesterday, He died for me. This is history. Today, He lives for me.
Here's that article, "Who Paid the New Testament Preacher?" It's written by Don Norby of Greeley, Colorado, a personal friend. It's also titled, "A Call to New Testament Christianity." And by the way, if you'd like a copy of this, I'd be glad to send one to you. No charge. I'll give you our address at the close of the program. Now the article, and I'll only be reading excerpts. Most religious work is treated as a job. People apply for a position in church work and are hired. This also applies to radio and TV church work. A salary is agreed upon that is suitable to all concerned. And, of course, such workers can be fired. It's a competitive job market. Webster's New World Dictionary defines a salary as a fixed payment for a fixed payment at regular intervals for services. The word salary is derived from sal, meaning salt. The Roman soldier was given a regular allowance of salt, a salary. I'm going to break in here, and will as I read this. Since money, big money, millions of dollars are involved in the TV scandal, we have to look at that side of it. There are many sides of it. But money seems to be basic. With money, people feel that they have power. Sometimes they feel above others. Let's go back to the article. But what is the example of the Lord Jesus and the apostles as they served God in the first century? During Jesus' life, he was never hired to preach or to teach. He never had a fixed payment at regular intervals for services. As he traveled and preached through towns and villages, many homes were open to him. Gifts were given to him for the needs of his band of disciples. Judas, you remember, kept the bag. In that bag he kept the money. And so the Lord Jesus and his followers lived a very simple life, free from the financial control of any religious party. When Christ sent out his disciples to preach, they went out with no salary, no fixed payment at regular intervals for services. They went with the words ringing in their ears from the Lord Jesus, "Freely you have received, freely give." Unlike the Pharisees, whom we're told love money, their ministry was to be characterized by giving. The same unselfish spirit characterized the apostles after Pentecost. Paul could say in Acts 20, verse 33, "I have coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel." That was Acts 20, verse 33. He was willing to work when necessary at his trade. We know that he was a tent maker by trade. Churches and individuals gave funds from time to time to meet his needs. But it was all voluntary, and there was no solicitation. A note, that is not exactly the way it's done today. How many appeals by TV, radio, and through the mail did you receive this last week? Back to the article. The apostles were described as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, yet possessing all things. That's 2 Corinthians 6:10. Poor, yet making many rich, and having nothing, yet possessing all things. 2 Corinthians 6:10. The Apostle Peter could say, "Silver and gold I do not have." Acts 3:6. "Silver and gold I do not have." Acts 3:6. They walked in the footsteps of the one who became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. Let's pause for some music. The song, "He Was There All the Time." Yes, God knows our needs. He's always there. Possibly we should have a greater realization that he is working behind all the scenes of life. His plans are better than ours. We never have to go it alone. He knows our every need.
Perfect relationship, use me.
Yes, he is there all the time. He was there all the time, yes, and he is there all the time right now. We can trust him for salvation. We can trust him day by day to put bread on the table. Now, I'm not going to sermonize on this. I'm going to leave it with you. But don't you feel we need to get back to New Testament guidelines? Haven't we gotten a long way from the way the Lord Jesus and the apostles lived?